Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Several rescue teams from Massachusetts are either in Texas this morning or headed there to help with the search and rescue and relief efforts following Hurricane Harvey. Two Coast Guard helicopters and a Coast Guard plane based on Cape Cod are already there. A federal task force from Beverly is on the way this morning. And a group from the Massachusetts chapter of the American Red Cross is on the ground. Robert Picard is part of that Red Cross group and joins us from Texas this morning. Good morning, Robert, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's good to talk to you and be with you, Bob.
So tell us where you are and what it's like there right now.
Well, I'm in southwest Texas, southeast Texas, excuse me, just in Houston, south of Houston. And we are looking out at just constant and continuing rain at the moment. Winds that are pretty good size, but they're not like when the hurricane itself came through. And there is water everywhere. It's difficult to move about, to get through the streets, to get anything done simply because of the scale of water. It's just been constant flooding because the rain doesn't go away. And we're just inundated. We had 24 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. We're expecting that again today. On top of that, we had tornado spawned all of yesterday, and in fact, we were having to take shelter in our own shelters about four or five times a day just because of the tornadoes.
So, tell us what kind of services you're offering, and are people coming in to take shelter?
They're doing what they can and getting where they can. You had a number of people that took shelter before the storm or were evacuated from the low-lying areas, but others rode it out inside their homes. The problem now is that their homes now have 3, 4, 5, 6 feet of water in them. The roadways are so covered with water that normal traffic cannot take place. Even trucks and emergency vehicles can't go on the roads because you have to have high water vehicles when you have 3 to 4 feet of water on the roadways.
So what are people telling you who have fled and have come to you for help?
Well, basically, you know, there are people that have lost everything. That their houses are completely filled with water. Everything that's in them is gone. There are power outages everywhere. Everything's contaminated. All the water's contaminated. People have, you know, lost and destroyed medicines. We have hospitals and nursing homes that were flooded and had to be evacuated. We've got people, they can't get to work. They'd like to get to work, but they can't get to work. Stores and businesses that would like to open can't open because they can't get their employees there, or the businesses are filled with waters as well. So there is this general lack of society operating at its normal scale. It's just massive damage that's really hard to imagine.
How long do you expect to be in Texas doing this?
Well, I'll be down here at least 2 weeks, but we expect that the Red Cross will be here for many weeks to come, and that the recovery efforts could take months.
How does the situation in Texas compare to other disasters that you've seen and worked on?
The scale of it is much worse. If we had Hurricane Matthew last year on the Atlantic coast, and it was bad, but nowhere near what we're seeing here because of the immense scale that it's stretching up the entire basically Gulf Coast, and such large population areas being hit. In many ways, the hurricane itself was bad, but it's the rain that's happening afterwards that is just sitting over and just dumping water on top of a very flat land where the water doesn't run very well at the moment. So it's really an unbelievable scale of damage that's been occurring.
Robert Picard with the Massachusetts chapter of the American Red Cross joining us this morning from just outside Houston. Thank you very much and be safe.
Thank you.